it becomes more and more widespread, and is more and more acceptable to
anybody.
Of course, I know the next one is your money coming here is an astrologer. I can do astrological charts. Do you even see that one?
But I don't know how it's difficult for me to conceive everybody in America. Or even like a vast number of people living a Hindu language based, Hindu food based monastic life in America. And and many of us, like, do you remember Gary Snyder, was the Buddhist boy I think we met in New York?
So is this for you? It is with you
in San Francisco. I have all been thinking, what form of religious practice, what form of simple meditation exercises could be set forth in America that would, it could be adopted by a great, 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 great many people on a large scale. We haven't solved the problem.
No.
And one thing I've noticed is that the Krishna temples have spread and are firmly rooted and solidly based. There are a number of them now. So that really is a very solid root. So I think that will continue.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering what future is there. What's the future of religious observance so technical as this, so complicated as this, requiring so much sophistication in terms of diet, daily ritual, arti, ekadasi, all the whole thing that you've been teaching. How far can that spread by its very complex?
Yes, it's not that complex. The whole idea is to keep the devotees always engaged in this consciousness. That is the goal. Gradually, he has introduced more and more, so that he had no scope to go outside Krishna consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Well, then the question is,
first of all, you have to understand that you are trying to make people Krishna consciousness. So how he can remain 24 hours Krishna consciousness? That is the goal.
Well, the Orthodox Jews have very heavy, complicated, moment by moment ritual daily existence. In that, for that same purpose, just to, at least to keep them conscious of their religious nature. And that has maintained a small group of Jews over the centuries as an integral unit, but has tended to disappear in the later generations now. Because modern life does not allow that much Christian consciousness or Jewish consciousness or religious consciousness and attention act by act throughout the day. So my question is, how far can total Krishna devotion, act by act all day, spread? How many people can that encompass in a place like America? Or are you intending only to get a few devotees, like several hundred or a thousand?
Yes,
we gotta be solid and
perfect. Yes, that is right. Because Krishna consciousness is not possible for anyone. Because in the Bhagavad Gita we learn, Bhumnam Janmanam Ante. One can come to this. So, it is not possible that a mass of people, a large quantity of people, will be able to get. Bhagavan, Janmana, Janvan, Man, Prabhupada. Another place is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Manushanam Sahasis, after many thousands of men, one may be interested how to liberate himself. And out of many such liberated persons, one may understand what is. So understanding of Krishna is not very easy. But Lord Chaitanya is so beautiful that he has witnessed an easy process. Otherwise Krishna consciousness is not easy. Because Krishna is the last word of absolute truth. Generally people are just like animals. Out of many such persons, one becomes interested in the scripture. And out of many such persons, if they are attracted to the scripture, they are attracted to the righteous, it's very many, for improving their economic condition. That's why Christians, they go to, not Christians, I am to everyone, they take up religion with the motive that they may improve their economic position. Karma, artha. Artha means money. And then why artha? Why you want money? Not to sacrifice senses. Karma. Dharma artha karma. And when one becomes frustrated in self-realization, then liberation, to merge. These four things are going on. Dharma artha. The Bhagavad says that dharma is not meant for acquiring money. Money is not meant for satisfying senses. Sense gratification should be accepted simply to maintain this body, that's all. The real business is tattva-jnana. To understand. Human life is meant for understanding the absolute truth. Jivasya tattva-jnana. Natsiha jatkarma. Kāmasta nindriya priti lāva jīveva jāva. Kāmasta, sense gratification does not mean you have to increase the volume of sense gratification. No, jīveva jāva. You have to accept sense gratification so far as you can live very nicely. The real business is jivasya tattva-jnana. Every human being should be inquisitive to know the absolute truth. That is the real business of human life. So, to come to that business, you won't find mata. It is not possible. Don't expect.
Well, your plan here in America then,
yes,
is to set up centers so that those who are that concerned can pursue their studies and practice of ritual.
I personally have no ideal or ambition.
Yeah.
But it is the mission of human life to come to that point. So at least there must be some center and institution who will give them this idea. It is not that everyone will come. Just like there are many educational departments. I know in Calcutta, in our boyhood, at that time, Sarhat Dos Mukherjee was vice president. So he opened some classes in university. And in his class there were four or five professors, and at that time the professor's salary was $1,300, $1,400. And the fee was collected, that was $36 per month. Is it? But still the classes were to be maintained. Because the idea must be there. So our mission is the intelligent person of the world may know that this is not simply seeking after self-gratification. It's not the aim of human life is meant by just like Bhagavad says, Jivasvata Vidyasa. Vedanta says, Athapa Brahma Vidyasa. The same thing. But Bhagavad is nothing but explanation of Vedanta. So, Vedanta says that this human form of life is meant for inquiring about Brahma. Atha, Atha, now. Atha means now. Atha, hereafter. That means after passing through all animalistic way of life, when a man comes to the stage of civilized life, perfect civilized life, at that time his business is to inquire about that. What is the absolute? That is the whole Vedanta philosophy. What is that as absolute? The same thing is explained in Bhagavad. Jivasya tattva jijnasa. Jivasya means all living entities. The main business is to inquire about the absolute truth. The people, by education, they are misled. Instead of getting them to the highest topmost state, to the platform of inquiring about the absolute, they are giving facilities how you can satisfy your senses. Right.
Okay, but now in America, there is a bankruptcy of sense satisfaction.
Must be there.
Our civilization has come to the end of its possibilities materially. So everybody understands that. It's in New York Times editorials as well as in the editorials of ISKCON Journal.
Yes.
Both. And then the population is exploding, as we've noticed, and as the middle class has noted. So, everybody then is looking for an alternative to material extension.
And this is in class about the absolute truth.
Okay. So my original question was, is the complicated ritual in the Sanskrit language?
We are writing so many things in English language.
Yeah.
All books are being published in English.
Is the mode of life that you're proposing adaptable to many, many, many people?
That is not for many, many people.
Yeah. But there is a thirst by many, many people.
Yes.
For an alternative.
If they're actually thirsty, then they can adopt this. What is the difficulty there? There is no difficulty. So many Americans, they are already adopted. They are not feeling any difficulty. They are feeling relief. What is difficulty? In what point it is difficult? Hare Krishna chanting, you are chanting.
Yes.
Did you always ask, Lord, what difficulty you are feeling?
I don't see too much difficulty. Yes, there is.
That is
the difficulty I feel is that there should be some flower of the American language to communicate in, rather than...
That will be a singing of hell.
Well, I found a way. I should not just say Merry Christmas.
That is why I am coming to you. That is also my view. I have come to America with this view, that America is on the summit of material civilization. They are not poverty-stricken. You see? And they are singing after something. Therefore, if you take this, you will be happy. That's my news. And if the Americans say that all other countries is good, because America is leading at the present moment. So, persons, exalted persons like you, you try to understand what is the difficult. There is no difficult. Chanting Hare Krishna, anyone can chant. The child is dying. There is no difficult. And so far, what is our mantra living?
The mere chanting without the practice of a philosophy and a
philosophy.
And a degree.
We are teaching Bhagavad Gita. We are talking on Bhagavad philosophy. We are talking on
and you have a daily...
distributing papers. Everything is there.
Okay, so now a question then. Yeah. And I was reading when you first asked me what was it.
Yeah.
Is the Chaitanya Krishna ritual, as you have it here in this house and in the other restaurants, is that something that a large mass of people can enter into?
Yes.
In America?
Yes. Because we are seeing all my students are Americans.
Yeah.
So it has to be, and it's spreading.
Yes, but if what it requires is a adaptation of Indian dress, and an adaptation...
That is not very important.
An adaptation to Indian food.
No, no. Indian food. It is not Indian food.
And
you are not eating, are you not eating fruits?
Yes, yes.
That is that Indian food? Do you mean to say it is Indian food?
Well, no, curry.
Huh? Curry you may boil only. That doesn't matter.
Yes.
It doesn't matter that we have to taste our like taste. No. That is not a program. To become Krishna or that family, you have to change your test. No.
Yeah.
We say from the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Patram Pushpam Phalam Tovinam Yogi Padhyapadishyati. Anyone who is offering me with devotion these vegetables, fruits, flowers, snails, I accept them. But we are going to satisfy Krishna. Therefore, we are selecting Pushpa from this group. That you are all already accepted. Don't you take vegetables? Don't you take fruits? Don't you take grains?
Yes.
So where is the new item? Now so far cooking. You can cook in your own place. But the group must be this. Not me. Because Krishna does not say.
Yes.
That is our goal. So you are already taking grains. You are eating fruits. You are eating drinking cane. So where is the difference? I don't find it.
Well, I suppose not. You could say there is no difference to the food is basically the same material.
Yeah, that's the next word. Now the style of style may be defined that way. Besides that, to maintain your body and soul together, you can eat. Don't say that you don't do this. Krishna was Arjuna was defending. Dada, he wanted to be Bharat, non-Bharat. Oh, what did he do? Right. Krishna said, no, it is required. He showed. So, where is the difference? There is no difference. Simply you are adjusting things so that you may become happy. Any intelligent man will say, we are not prohibiting, but we are adjusting. So there is no difficulty. Simply, intelligent persons like you should try to understand and take it and administer because your country is wanting
it. There is a limit to how much the pronunciation of Krishna will spread, I think. There is a limit.
No limit. You can pronounce it anyway, Krishna. P-R-I-S-H. That's all. Anyway. Niyamita smarani natala.
The limit is people
so we don't say that why you are chanting Krishna like this. We never say that. We simply say, please try to chant Krishna.
Or let's say there would be a limit until the word Krishna became as common in English as any other English.
It is already in the dictionary. It is already in the dictionary. Our dictionary is in fact Krishna. But you want more?
Something that will not disturb truck drivers. Something that will not disturb truck drivers. But they don't say Krishna.
I have read one book, in there it is explained that Krishna means love, Christ means love, and Krishna also means love. So, from Krishna, this word Krishna. And in India, somebody says Krishna. Instead of Krishna, they say Krishna. Krishna. And in Abu Bransa, some Keshta. Keshta, generally, they talk, instead of pronouncing very nicely Krishna, somebody's name is Krishna Chandra. Hey, Keshta!
Where is this?
India, everywhere. Keshta. So, Keshta, Krishna, or Krishna, they're on the same group, hanging the same group. It is like it.
But Catholicism in the West operated in Latin. Catholicism in the West operated in Latin.
Latin is from the
centuries,
yes. Latin is from that.
So I suppose
Professor Rowan West of Presidency College in Calcutta. They have got a drama. They have said the practice language father Morgan. The biggest English scholar, Professor Mr. Rowan West, we had to read their drama in our childhood. They said, and in the dictionary you'll find Indo-European language, perfectly all from Sanskrit. The original word, Matri, Metatma.
But the question I'm posing to you is this. A, you accept the possibility of a series of Krishna consciousness centers.
Yes, provided a man is not adversely inclined.
I'm wondering is how far beyond exclusive centers, how far beyond that can it go in the United States? How far beyond special study cults? Centers can a Krishna consciousness movement or any religious movement grow? Because the need is for a large, single, unifying religious movement.
Krishna. All right. You now find out, you can say, why I shall accept Krishna. You can say that. Your first question is the unifying agent. I say, here is Krishna. Now you can analyze why he shall accept Krishna. Then I shall reply why he shall not. What you want to expect from the Supreme or the Unifying, what you want to expect. Everything is there in Krishna. Opulence, Krishna. Beauty, Krishna. Wisdom, Krishna. Renunciation, Krishna. Strength, Krishna. Everything, Krishna. Whatever you want, you find in Krishna. That is the only thing. That I am convincing. He is the only thing. And Bhagavad Gita is said, Mamo Vatmanu Vatante Manushya Vata Sarvata. Everyone is coming trying to come to me. Everyone is trying to come to me. He is a Bhavan Kupadam says, but he is realizing me in my different phases. But everyone is trying. So far, in fine religion is concerned, there are three groups. Impersonalist, personalist, and localized. Some are trying to understand the absolute truth in impersonal way. Some are yogis, the mental speculators, they are trying to understand the absolute in impersonal, without any personal. And the yogis, they are trying to find out Krishna within their heart, meditation. And somebody is somehow trying to find out the absolute truth in person by reciprocating love. So all these things are in Krishna. And Bhagavad says, after explanation of that verse, that it is the only business of human being to find out the absolute truth. Now the next verse, the absolute truth, is explained, analyzed. Vadanti tattva pravidastasyam jnanam abhyam. Now absolute truth is always one. Because absolute truth cannot be two, then it is related to. Absolute truth means one.
Mm-hmm.
So the knowledge of the absolute truth is one. Vadanti tattva-savida. Tattva-savida means those who are in knowledge of the absolute truth. They say that absolute truth is one. But he is realized in three phases. Brahmaiti, Paramatmaiti, Bhagavan is the other. Brahma means impersonal, and Paramatma is localized, and Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality. So these are different stages. It's like the sun. The first experience of sun is this impersonal, with all of it. Oh, the sun. But that is not very important. Then the sun glows. Because it is from the sun glow, the origin is sun. So anyone will understand that this sunshine is not so important as the sun glow. If you approach the sun glow, and if you penetrate into the sun, if you have got strength to go into the, just like you transform to the moon planet, if you have got inside the strength to go into the, within the sun planet, then inside there is sun glow. That information is just from Bhagavad Gita. Imam Vivasthati Yudhan Prakumaha. I told the Son God Vivasthati first. But therefore there is a person. And why not a person? Your imagination is not ultimate truth. You get information from Krishna. There is a person, Vivasthati. So there is a person. He is sitting there. The person grows fast, Shankar. Which is important?
The person, the glow, or the sense of?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Which is important? These three things are present. It's sunshine, the sun glow, and when the sun glow, the sun gone. Which is important?
If we could apprehend it in terms of person, the person.
Yeah.
But if we could apprehend it only in terms of the globe, then the globe.
That means your approach may have to grow. But that is not finished. That's not finished. You have to go there. That is what it says. That thought is praying. Please wind up out your refinement so that I can see your true face. You want it there. You see, you want it. And he's praying that please wind up your these glaring thoughts so that I can see your real face. The real face is there. And Bhagavad Gita says, Brahmanaham Pratishtham. This impersonal Brahma is standing on my existence. And Brahma Samhita says that Jasvaprabhavarogatu jagajanna koti kodishtra sesa basudhadi vibhuti jindam tad brahma nishtalam ananta sesa bhutam govindamavipritam samanvaya. This Brahma effulgence is nothing but his bodily effulgence. You see, whenever you put Krishna, this is bodily effulgence. Within that bodily effulgence, every creation is there, just like this effulgence of sun. And within the sunshine, all these planets are moving, all this vegetation, everything going, coming, all things existing on the sunshine. Similarly, sarvam khalu, sarvam idam khalu, Brahma. Everything existing on Brahma, Jyoti. And in Bhagavad Gita it is said, Mayatatamidam Tadbam Jagat Abhaktam Murtina. This impersonalized we shall have, this whole manifestation, it is I. Matthani Sabu Bhutani, everything existing in me. Nothing is also, but I am not here. So we have to study everything intelligently. I want some intelligent person, however, then it can be done. It is not bluff. It is real science, authority. One has to understand simply, that's all. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Krishna ke bhaje Shivadatya tu. Unlike one is very, very intelligent, he cannot come to Krishna. He must be very intelligent. So if we find one or two intelligent persons, because from the stone of him as a tire, then one moon is sufficient to dedicate all time. There is no need of millions of stars. But Krishna Kanta is so beautiful. You call any intelligent person, you are prepared to convince him. Any girl, he must be little intelligent, that's all.
Don't yeah, I'm not even intelligent.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone says that's beautiful, but I mean,
you're intelligent, why not? Well, you have recognized threats, you have popular threats, why do you hire up that? I think you are intelligent. You're not that intelligent. You're challenging.
That's almost a sensible body movement, the same thing, rather than
while your intelligence is satisfied. That is, if that kind of intelligent man I get, that is my fortune. Now, at least I request you try to understand this Krishna consciousness philosophy. It is not sentiment, it is not clapping. It is not the money making business that I give you some.
No, obviously not.
You see, you know, from the very beginning, I came here saying that I discharged that. I never asked anybody money.
No, that was never in question.
Yeah. So, I never asked
any question.
And I know you must not have said that. But I mean to say that. So, it is not blood.
Yeah.
It is pure, it is transcendental thought. But he wants some American gentleman to understand.
But Howard does.
And yes. So we want anyhow. You'll have to be so
beautiful. Yeah, actually, what I got is, was you were saying like that, and so everything stands on my Krishna's personality.
Yes.
And then there was a twist there. But I am empty.
Hmm?
What is that you said before? Remember when you
died? Empty? Empty?
Just about 8 minutes ago.
Okay.
You concluded with the description of the sun. And the
sun glow, sun, and sun back. And Prabhu Krishna says that everything is depending on me and still I am loving them.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's, I guess that's where I see this. Everything is depending on me, yet I am not.
Everything is resting on me.
Yeah.
But I am not. That's like, this is Krishna.
Uh-huh.
Without Krishna, it has no existence. But it is not Krishna.
Uh-huh.
The man, these things they have. Everything is different than I was before.
So who is Krishna?
Huh?
If he is not
Krishna,
is he not apprehensible by senses?
No. Why not senses? This is Krishna.
Yeah.
This is Krishna. But at the same time, this is the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya. Talking to Vila, simultaneously one and different. That is very easy. Suppose this is gold.
Yeah.
But this gold is not the gold mine.
Uh-huh.
That is the difference. It is gold. Similarly, everything is Krishna, but it still is different from Krishna. That is explained in Vishnu Purana. Paratva Brahmana Shakti. Asina Sarvedam Mukhidam. Dico strani, scritto scarne, giusta di scarna, giocata. Parasta brahmana shakti sarviram akhilam jagat. The same example, there's the sun. The sun, the sun god, is situated one place. But it is fire, blazing fire. Its heat and light is expanded. See, practically, the heat and light. So, what about this material existence with the sunlight, sunshine? Everything exists in a sunshine. It is scientific. Your electricity, your this, that, whatever you say, it is all sunshine. All these planets are moving, rotating on the sunshine. Yes. Heat. If heat is taken out immediately, the whole thing is fire. Therefore, everything resting on the energy of the sunshine. But if you say, then let me find out the sun god in the sunshine, and that we'll have to go there.
This creation.
Hmm? Well, definitely. This creation is only a part of manifestation of the energy. It is only insignificant. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Atma bhavanaitena kinyatena tabhajita vishtabhyaham idam krishnam ekanshena situya. The whole material existence is simply a partial manifestation of mind. Because Vishtabhyaham, aham, I have entered into this whole material creation. And that is my partial manifestation. That's like, what is your this body? The body is the manifestation of your energy. You see, a living entity is put into the mother form. And he expands, his body is expanded. But because you are limited so much, that's all. 3 feet or 6 feet, that's all, no more. You can understand more than that. It is good enough. But he is unlimited. He is expanded. You have Yah, Brahma, God, it is Brahma. Brahma means nothing is greater than him. As nothing can expand that. We have God, Brahma. Yeah, it is Brahma. So everything is there. Thanking. Simply we have to admit the God offers to this creature, this creature, answers everything. It's not right, false. It's not big or fanaticism. It's natural, it's solid God. Simply one has to understand. Thank you. And there is no limit. So simple. Now the our recommendation is simply chant. So far the sastic word is it is not wrong. Everybody is chanting. So what is the limit? Bring any religious principles. You cannot find so easy. You don't recommend the actuals, that is not very important thing. We are giving space simply chant. Ritualistic performance is a little more helping, that's all. It is helping. It is not required. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that all his strength and all the beauty, all the wisdom, everything is there in the name. Simply by chanting we get all, everything. But that to help it. If does that, if somebody does not want our ritualistic, that is not an important thing. We don't say. We simply recommend that you please chant. That's all. I requested you to chant. Now that I requested that you adopt our things. So that is all. Let them chant, make an experiment. It is not very difficult for
well, the chanting is easy.
Let them do that. Don't come to the ritualistic, that's all. an advent child. As far as possible. And see the result. This is the easiest way.
A passage into the other.
But if you the man, and that is it as better than many. And if you well,
in the case, I recommend it quite a bit, but it's not accepted by very many.
But I say, if you are American, you are popular leader, you have got some boss. I am a coroner, I'm new, I guess what that is.
Well, that's why I'm asking you very specifically, because I've been chanting for 5 years, 6 years, since 1963, 64. Since the fall of 1963, I've been chanting Hare Krishna on this continent, beginning in Vancouver, in July 1963. And I am finding there is a limitation to how many people will join that chant. Or I have found a limitation. Part of the limitation is the fact that it is strange and new, but to people here,
but there's no law.
As it becomes familiar, it might
yeah.
spread out. Right. Part of the limitation is just a natural resentment or resistance. People wanting a prayer in their own tongue, in their own language. That's for the same reason an American Indian chant would not take hold, or even a Latin chant would not take universal hold. Find an American mantra.
Mantra means the transcendental sound.
Yeah.
It's like Om.
So you think the very nature of the sound is... Okay, but now Om is an absolutely natural sound from the throat to the mouth.
Yeah.
And yet, even Om, natural as it is,
yeah.
sounds far.
Oh, yeah. Therefore, it is accepted.
No, but that also sounds foreign here. It's hard to get people to say Om. Because I try in Chicago, like with Aum, and with Hare Krishna.
But that is not that authentic.
Well, we haven't been able to think of it yet. Well, no, see, many people here have said, no, what about the God, 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 God? But that doesn't have the right. Pardon me? Well, you could almost do Amen, Amen, you might.
That's not English.
Yeah, this is not English. But I just know that. And maybe Krishna could become as well known as God.
Now, Krishna
in
English, it's Spanish.
Yes.
That was the dictionary.
It's so great to think.
Let's see, so here is an intelligent statement.
Yes,
we can say it.
It's not
in English, please.
I was saying that when the question of knowledge came and Western education was high top, still it is, thousands of people from other countries like Africa and India and all the people, they deliberately learned from the beginning, from childhood, before they got speak, they started to mama and papa.
Yes.
And they are still coming to the higher education in these universities.
Yes.
And when the question comes up, ultimate knowledge.
Yes.
And the Western civilization doesn't want to say only the word, just the word.
Yes.
So that is their limitation. They don't want to know.
Okay. Partly the fear of that is that that the study of Krishna consciousness will become as bureaucratized
mm-hmm.
in America
mm-hmm.
as the examination system
yes.
has made the study of higher
yes.
Western knowledge.
The only difference is that Krishna consciousness is unlimited. It
yes.
glorifies you and makes unlimited, but this education is just limited.
Yes.
When a limited education, other people can come and learn and speak their language as their mother tongue.
It's so much better.
So much trouble.
Simply her attending one Krishna.
No liberation.
Yes.
Liberation. The whole life, liberation. They can't. They don't like to take because it is started in Indian language. Or it is not Indian language. This is Indian language. Own Indian language. It's the ultimate God's name.
And Krishna says that he's Indian.
He didn't say I'm Indian. It's universal. It's not Indian. Om is not Indian. Anybody who wants to know Om has to say Om.
Yeah.
Think?
So that will actually it will travel. So I understand. That's all.
Well, I would.
We are getting so much trouble for understanding the English language. And simply for understanding the English
language. It's next to Santa Claus.
Yes, it's my
Santa
Claus.
He
says
everything.
Very good.
Yes,
he says.
Yes.
That's the next Kris Kringle.
Yes.
Everybody
keeps crying.
What did he do? What did he say? Seventh at the bar. Yes. Little Krishna.
Seventh
at the
bar of Vishnu.
Yes.
The seventh at Krishna. The one is performing the Hindu worship.
Only the Indian people are lucky that still they are holding each child. That's all. The other people are forgotten. But it's all universal.
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, there's a father of anyone. That was only spoken. How can we remember? All animals, trees, plants. So Krishna is universal.
Now, for instance, in America, many of the black people are tending toward Allah and toward Mohammedanism.
That is another thing. Somebody is inclined to something, somebody is inclined to something. That is going on, and it will go on till the end of the
clinical.
But however, you are catching out at the center, yes.
Well, what do you do when different religious groups claim to be the center? What do you do when different religious groups?
No, we welcome everybody.
Yeah.
We don't disturb anybody.
Yeah.
Our point is the love of God. Our Krishna is love. Our attraction. So we want to be attracted by Krishna. Just like a magnetic force and iron. Unless iron is rusty, it is automatically attracted by the magnetic force. Similarly, we are contaminated by material, power. So we are trying to make it just rustless so that any material is attracted. This is the problem. Krishna is all attracted. That is the fact. And we are attracted. But being covered with this rust, instead of being attracted by Krishna, we are being attracted by Maya. This is our whole program. So our central program is how to love Krishna or how to love God. So we want to see that is the Bhagavad definition. How much you have enhanced your love of God. To call Krishna something else, that doesn't matter. Kalyana Purishya. Realize your real sense of what is Vedas. Are you enhancing your love for God or dog? That you want. If you are enhancing your love for God, it's all right. Don't say anything. And if people should love, that is the perfection of life. That is the issue.
If you're identifying love, however, with the Shabda, Krishna, what of those people who identify love with Shabda, Allah?
Is that Shabda, of course, identifies with God. We are not Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the Namna, Kari, Bhagavan, it is a Shakti, that God has many names. God is attractive, his name is not attractive. Because he is not different from his name. The people of God is exactly the same attractive manner. We are not the same. We simply say, we chant the God's holy name. Then we become purified. That is our program. We don't say that you change your Christianity.
Uh-huh.
No, you don't say. If you are bound a nice man or an attractive man in your scripture, don't manifest it, but offer it. You simply request the chant.
Well, then how would you adapt the Krishna chanting to Christianity? By seeing Krishna as Christ, or Christ as Krishna, and sounding Christ's image in Krishna's name?
After Krishna, prior to this question of several times to me, prior to this, I am son of God. And Krishna says, I am God. But there is no difference. Son of God, I am God. He respects everyone. Mm-hmm. If I respect your father, I respect you also. You mean to say, if I disrespect your father, will you please upon me? No. And that is our philosophy. For Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I am servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. So if anyone loves Krishna, he must love Jesus Christ. And if one perfectly loves Jesus Christ, he must love Krishna. If he says, why shall I love Krishna, I shall love Jesus Christ, then he has no knowledge. And if he once says, why shall I love Jesus Christ, I shall love him, then he has also no knowledge. If one understands Krishna, then he understands Jesus Christ. If you understand Jesus Christ, you understand Krishna.
Well, then do you think that the Hare Krishna chant could serve as an intermediary?
Yes.
To link the religious tendencies,
yes.
Both of Christianity and
yes.
Muslim
yes.
religion.
And any religion. Any religion. If he's serious about religion, if he takes the religion as a scapegoat, that is different. If he wants to understand religion, and if he takes seriously to religion, then he understands. We want serious Christ. Now, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, he means the laws of God, Dhammam Sakshat Bhagavatam. Yes, laws of God. Who is the light? Who is the light? Any religion, Christian, Mohammedan, or any. Who can deny? That religion is the laws of God. Simple explanation. It's laws, what it means, meant by religion. Religion is laws of God. That's all. And if you want to know what is God, and the ten laws is that, the original source of everything. So one should try to understand in this way. But if one wants to remain in his compact idea and does not want to go further, then it is very difficult. He should be open-minded and appreciating that everything is all right. We say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it's not that you are necessarily to chant Krishna, but if there are no suitable land, then chant Krishna. Why do you make differences? Uh-huh. Every name is the same.
But there are no other suitable names.
Yes, Chandish.
That's Chaitanya's...
Yes.
Did he feel there were other suitable names?
Uh-huh.
Did he feel or did he think?
Yes, he has many thousand millions. Uh-huh. But if you are serious about God, then you may have many names by your friends. But any name will do.
Okay, so the problem I was posing before is, which I leave open, I don't know, what is the most attractive and suitable name here in this material?
Yes, now, okay, take for example the Mohammedan name, Allah.
Yeah.
Allah means the greatest. The God is greatest.
Uh-huh.
But that greatest conception is this Brahma concept. And so far, Christian, I don't think they are going to be particular when they say God.
God, yes. Lord, God. God is the
controller. God means controller.
Is it not? What is the etymology of God here?
God is the equivalent of Ishvara.
Yeah.
Ishvara means control.
And the Jews were from my background. Had prohibition. They had Jehovah, but they had a prohibition of pronouncing the highest names. Because they felt that God was imageless and therefore should not be pronounced or painted. As a fact, my background is like, I guess what would be impersonalist.
Jewish?
Yes. Well, what are they? Impersonalist? The ancient Hebrew, you know, but I guess you must know about that. The ancient Hebrew teaching was that the name of God should never be pronounced.
Now, we come to know why
there is J-H-E-H.
Anyway.
Picture should not be made. Picture should not be made. Because it would limit God to human.
That means similar. God is not material. That is the idea. Because here's the idea, when I make something image or picture, that is material. So that is the prohibition of accepting God as material. But if you go over higher state, then you'll understand that if God is everything, then there is no material. That is Vaishnava. If God is everything, then where is material? He is spiritual. Material means when you cannot understand God. That is material. That is everything is power. When it is powered by cloud, we call it is cloudy. Similarly, cloud has no existence. It comes on to power sometimes. But the sky is eternal. Similarly, God is eternal. When you are covered by some maya, you cannot see, cannot understand God, that is me. Say any philosophy which does not help understanding God, that is me. Then, otherwise, there is no material. When material, in God is everything. Tad bhavam kalidam brahma. Is it?
All spirit.
All spirit. All the sky, everywhere is sky. But when it is covered, it is called cloud. Similarly, when God is covered by some nonsense idea, then it's better. Otherwise, there is no material. Therefore, those who have too much absorbed in materialistic way, there is restriction. But don't, because we need to think that God's name is just like my son's name, my daughter's name. Therefore, that restriction.
They're allowed to say God's name, it's just when they're not talking about it, not allowed to temple.
Okay.
They have to use it all.
Meaning choosing the music.
Yes. We have to work on the music boxes. That's the start. Material preparations for these things.
That's not my idea.
Tablet preparation.
Yes. After the original. Of the Brahma.
We have to find out the whole.
Simply we have to understand that there is nothing material, everything spiritual. That is why. That means so long do not understand that everything is spiritual always. That is our defect.
Well then, even sexuality is spiritual.
Yes, that is said in the Bhagavad Gita. If you use sexuality for giving birth to a child, not cats and dogs, that is not spiritual. But people are using sexuality for other purposes. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Yes. According to religious, ritualistic way, if one, when one uses sex, that is after.
Mm.
And therefore, in the apparent Vedic system, for having sex life with wife, there is a great ceremony which is called the Lahadan ceremony. And all the acts are done in Kshatriya, Sudra, they are to observe 10 kinds of the formative process. The first process is when giving birth to a child. There is a great ceremony, the Lahadan. This is not a secret.
Mm-hmm.
To beget nice child, then there will be nice population, then there will be peace and prosperity. If you beget cats and dogs, how can you expect peace and prosperity? Do you mean to say dog society, cat society, death and peace?
No. Yeah, we have to invest in Krishna though.
Huh?
But if all men heard Krishna.
That's all right, but what Krishna is power.
Uh-huh.
And Krishna is power. Naham prakasa sadhulakshmi dhumaya samadhita. Same example. All this cloud is sunshine. But it covers. What is a cloud? This is creation of the sunshine. And this trees and everything is creation of sunshine. Cloud is also. Every mind is also Krishna. In that sense, mind is also Krishna. But it has a covering space.
It's
spirit.
Yes, in certain circumstances,
we can forget this. Material energy that's inside the star, or a inferior energy. Humilabhava, humilabhava, analasa. Pratitinai jinnah astada. Aparanya, hidastu vidhinai pratitin para. So, material energy is covering energy, it's also vidhna. That's why Buddhist department is also armor. But it is not very convenient.
Mm-hmm.
If you put it under police department. That is also bottom department.
Yeah.
For government, the university department and police are equally important. They are spending equally and taking care of all this. But for us, police department are equal. This man is under police department. Police custody. And that man is in education.
That's not
better. But, when you go to the government, say that, they are equally important. They are distributing the finance everywhere. Similarly, either you take material energy or spiritual energy, or marginal energy, all energy of God, Krishna. But they are acting differently. So far I am marginal energy, if I am under the control of the material energy, that is my misfortune. But if I am controlled by the spiritual energy, that is my fortune. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Vāpāna-sumāntrāsa dvaivipa-gītimāsita. They take center of the spiritual energy. They are not. And what is their symptom?
Bhajanti-yāna.
Simply, in any way, in devotion of self. That's
it.